This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yep, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, did you see this morning? Tim Brown, his morning show, Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent, exposes the Antichrist agenda of Trump. You know, it's absolutely amazing because no matter how many times I show people the fruit on the tree, the branches of the tree concerning this administration, they want to deny it. Even by the fruit, friends. See, those are people that are willfully blind. And these are the kind of people that deserve exactly what they're going to get. But when you have someone that is telling you from the inside out as to what's going on, one of the faithful, by the way, one of the far and few between, Dr. June Knight this morning with Tim Brown on Sons of Liberty exposed Donald Trump for who he was. Friends, she said that the Lord had told her to go in and support the administration, only to find out that when she went inside of the administration, she found that Donald Trump was one way in front of the people, and then behind closed doors, he'd be pushing an agenda against the people. Of course, that's what politicians do. Of course, this is what we have been sharing with you since day one. See, people want to listen to the lies of man, not to the God that doesn't lie. They want to listen to man's method and get man's results and then wonder why they get man's results. Well, when you listen to God and you take heed to his word and you fulfill it and execute it as he commanded you, then you're going to get his results. But what kind of results are you getting today? And I'm going to be talking about more of this in the up and coming week. But Dr. June Knight, folks, talked about how when she went behind closed doors, she seen that he was pushing the homosexual agenda in a big way. She seen the red flag laws put on Second Amendment gun owners across the United States of America in a big way. She's seen the money going to Planned Parenthood, friends, and funding Planned Parenthood, contrary to what you heard from Mikey, creepy Mike Pence. I was going to call him Mikey Pence, but creepy Mike Pence and Donald Trump as being the most pro-life president in the history of America, only to find that, again, judging him by his fruit, we find out that he added $100 million to Barack Hussein Obama's $500 million in funding the murder of the innocent in the womb. Read Proverbs 6:17. Hey, friends, if you're not going to listen to the word of God, God is not a man that he should lie. And you're not going to listen to someone from the inside out concerning Dr. June Knight this morning on Tim Brown's show, who is a former White House correspondent exposing the Antichrist agenda of Donald Trump and the no-side laws, by the way, which is pharisaical. It's a spirit of Antichrist, right? Who are you going to listen to? I'm just curious. I need to know. Because, America, you are going headlong into the very hell that he is leading you to. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. Apparently, Americans choose death rather than life. Read Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. He didn't say choose death, because we all know the end of sin is death, right? And what is sin? Transgressing God's moral law. But it shows you where the hearts of the people are in this country. They prefer a corrupt man that tells them what they want to hear rather than what he does, because it only serves their idolatry. And let me tell you this, friends, it's only for a moment. Because together, as accomplices with Donald Trump and his administration, friends, you are daring the justice of God. Well, you ignore the 1,162 other candidates running for the presidency because you say, like we had a phone call this last week, well, it's going to be a wasted vote if I vote for anybody else. How does that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense. See, when you add to the establishment and add strength to their power, Donald Trump, right, globalist, Joe Biden, treason, pedophile, so on and so forth, you're adding strength to the establishment. But when you vote outside of that, friends, you're actually pulling away from the strength of the establishment. Common sense does come into play. And when you read 2 Chronicles 19:2, you'll understand that when you go in favor and you vote for the lesser of two evils that have been put up as options by the power that are tolerated, the powers that are tolerated by the American people, 330 million of them that are caught up into the game, it's interesting that you bring the curse upon yourself. Also read Isaiah 30. And again, we're going to be talking about more of this in the up and coming days, because we've got some interesting information coming out from those that you thought knew better concerning leading the way as they follow the Christ. I want to tell you something. They've departed from Christ and they're following the administration in a big, huge way. People that you wouldn't expect are doing it. Franklin Graham, Mario Murillo, Mark Taylor. The list goes on, friends. Pastor Jeffries. Folks, give me a break. If people read the Word of God, they would understand who the real deals are and who the real deals aren't. You know, when the FBI teaches their agents how to detect counterfeit bills, they don't teach them to study the counterfeits. They teach them to study the real bills so they can detect the counterfeits, right? But America, if you get into the Word and educate yourself and study the genuine Word of God and the genuine Word of the Constitution, rather than this political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, I'll tell you what, then and only then would you know the right direction to go. But this is what most refuse to do, and to their eternal damnation. And let me say this, according to the Word of God, and rightfully so. Those that continue in your sin, you're going to die in your sin, is exactly what Scripture tells us. And there's absolutely no excuse for anyone in this country, friends, in any sense of the word. Folks, I'm going to be getting to some topics here concerning Americans reminding their representatives that they are not above the law. We were going to cover that on Saturday. We didn't get to that because we got phone calls. And by the way, I love when we get callers, regardless if they're pro or con. And if you want to call in, you can do that. It's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. So we'll get to that topic. I also want to come back right after this break, and I want to play some audio for you of an individual from the inside out exposing the whole fraud of the coronavirus. Folks, we're also finding across the boards right now, people obviously are just waiting for this information to come out, and we're going to bring it to you. But right on the other side of this break, I'm going to come back to International Business Times to show you that the CDC finds only 6% of coronavirus deaths are solely from COVID-19. In other words, the numbers have been rigged, friends. The numbers have been rigged. And by the way, this is from their own findings at the CEC, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you want to jump online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go ahead and book us at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. You want to jump online to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, our media outsource. 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the CIA-controlled media. Also, go to the right side of the page. You'll see us on YouTube there. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com. And or go over to the front page of beforeitsnews.com. We're right up there on the left side. Click on to beforeitsnews.com and join us on YouTube. Go to live chat. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. International Business Times reports CDC finds only 6% of coronavirus deaths that are solely from COVID-19. By the way, on Wednesday, we will have Senator Scott Jensen with us to expose what's going on, friends, here in the States concerning COVID, and especially what's happening here in our own backyard in the state of Minnesota, which applies to every single one of us across the board in our union. According to International Business Times, as the COVID-19 pandemic continues, the death toll continues to rise, especially in the United States, we're told, where more than 180,000 people have died since it began. Whoa, that's a lot of people. Don't pay attention to the fact that they keep changing the numbers, friends. However, a new figure released by the Center for Disease Control has created a stir, and their man that opened up the door for special interests, Donald Trump, is the one that's responsible for creating a bigger stir after he retweeted it. We have the tweeting president by the President of the United States of America. The CDC updated the provisional counts on deaths that have occurred from COVID-19 on August 26 in, folks, by the way, the dark of night. Okay? They didn't want you to see what they did. They silently changed the numbers once again. But on August 26th, and in the section of comorbidities, they revealed that only 6% of the deaths were caused by the just virus. Okay? 6% of the numbers that have been given to you by the mainstream media and the government. That information has been seized on by those who believe the total deaths and the severity of the pandemic have been greatly exaggerated as an effort to undermine the facts of the matter. Hey, folks. Elizabeth Prada, only 6% of the 161,392 deaths recorded actually died solely from COVID. Folks, they're being exposed again and again. But did you know that the U.S. floats the idea of an early approval for the eventual vaccine? Isn't that interesting? They can't prove the narrative. They just keep overriding all their opposition, right? And no matter what anybody says to the American people, you see these idiots walking around with masks on their face going along with the media that they say they don't believe in. Once again, they're stinking hypocrites is what they are, friends. Read Romans 1:18. Also read Matthew 23, verse 3. Poor kids. Can you imagine what kind of kids they're going to have? I mean, mommy and daddy tell me this and they don't believe the media. But when the media says something, then they emulate what the media says. Oh, what's wrong with my mommy and daddy? Maybe I'll grow up to be twice as much the sons of hell just like them. And then I go to church and the hireling in the pulpit is fueling the very narrative too. And then on top of it, our church shuts down and submits to the state rather than to the God that they claim that they're preaching. Well, there's hypocrites everywhere. Yep. I see it. I get it. I got the hat and the t-shirt for others that see it and get it as well, friends. People are sick and tired of it. But folks, we already knew this information, so don't act like we need new information before we right the wrongs. Isn't that interesting? We have the same information coming out, again, reaffirming the truth of the matter that came out right after this whole plandemic came out. But yet, Americans still need more information before they actually right the wrongs. Oh, hey, corruption in government depends upon you people, friends, that are apathetic, that are just going along to get along. The hypocrisy stinks to high heaven in this country, friends, to say the least. I want to go over to a video someone sent to me yesterday. And it is priceless. And when I say it's priceless, I mean it's priceless, friends. Because you just can't make up the degree of corruption in this government and what's being tolerated today in this government. Because, it stinks to high heaven. This is London Real, Transform Yourself, Dr. David E. Martin, Ph.D. Listen to what he has to say.
I'm the developer of linguistic genomics, which was the first platform on which you could determine the intent of communication rather than the literal artifact of communication. But we've also used that technology for a number of other applications in defense and intelligence and finance. And most notably, in the early 2000s, my company was responsible for bringing down what was at the time one of the largest tax frauds in U.S. history. We maintained a series of inquiries into every individual, every organization, and every company that is involved in anything that either blurs the line of biological and chemical weapons or crosses that line in any of 168 countries. In 1999, there were 1 million patents digitized by IBM.
Listen.
And those 1 million patents were the first time human innovation had been put into an electronic digital searchable format. We took that information and we did a very simple exercise using our linguistic genomics technology. I made the horrific assessment that approximately 1/3 of all patents filed in the United States were functional forgeries, meaning that while they had linguistic variations, they actually covered the same subject matter. In 1999, patents on coronavirus started showing up. And thus began the rabbit trail.
March 2003. Panic grips Hong Kong as a deadly new virus sweeps through the city.
In 2003, the Center for Disease Control saw the possibility of a gold strike. And that was the coronavirus outbreak that happened in Asia. They saw that a virus they knew could be easily manipulated was something that was very valuable And in 2003, they sought to patent it. And they made sure that they controlled the proprietary rights to the disease, to the virus, and to its detection, and all of the measurement of it.
All created.
We know that Anthony Fauci, that Ralph Barrett, that the Center for Disease Control, and the laundry list of people who wanted to take credit for inventing coronavirus were at the hub of this story. From 2003 to 2018, they controlled 100% of the cash flow that built the empire around the industrial complex of coronavirus.
The World Health Organization has officially named the
novel coronavirus
the novel coronavirus outbreak.
The coronavirus crisis.
The World Health Organization is a pandemic,
an international public health emergency.
Well, we know that the coronavirus manipulation started with Dr. Ralph Baric in 1999.
The major characteristics of SARS, MERS, and SARS coronavirus 2, it's a good way for you.
Ralph Baric is the researcher at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, who's famous for his chimeric coronavirus research. In 2002, there was a recognition that the coronavirus was seen as an exploitable mechanism for both good and ill. On April the 25th, 2003, the U.S. Center for Disease Control filed a patent on the coronavirus transmitted to humans. Under 35 U.S. Code Section 101, nature is prohibited from being patented. Either SARS coronavirus was manufactured, therefore making a patent on it legal, or it was natural, therefore making a patent on it illegal. If it was manufactured, it was a violation of biological and chemical weapons, treaties, and laws. If it was natural, filing a patent on it was illegal. In either outcome, both are illegal. In the spring of 2007, the CDC filed a petition with the Patent Office to keep their application confidential and private.
Listen to this.
They actually filed patents on not only the virus, but they also filed patents on its detection and a kit to measure it. Because of that CDC patent, they had the ability to control who was authorized and who was not authorized to make independent inquiries into coronavirus. You cannot look at the virus, you cannot measure it, you cannot develop a test kit for it. And by ultimately receiving the patents that constrained anyone from using it, they had the means, they had the motive, and most of all, they had the monetary gain from turning coronavirus.
Go ahead and phase that out real quick, friends. I got a guy on live chat right now saying, you know, proof what? He's talking about. He wants proof. He's doing a lot of talking about. I want proof of what he's saying. Hey, brother, on live chat, top chat, did you ever ask the mainstream media that question? I bet you didn't. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is ripping President Trump's stance on violence.
I believe if I were president today, the country would be safer and we'd be seeing a lot less violence. And here's why. I have said we must address the issue of racial injustice. I believe we can bring these folks fighting for racial justice to the table. I've worked with police in this country for many years. I know most cops are good, decent people. I know how they risk their lives every time they put that shield on and go out the door. And I'm confident I can bring the police to the table as well.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee plans to subpoena Postmaster General Louis DeJoy for documents involving delays of the mail. DeJoy rejecting the conspiracy theory from Democrats that he is trying to slow down the mail to help President Trump's re-election. This is USA Radio News. New numbers are out from Johns Hopkins University regarding coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The coronavirus has now infected more than 25 million people worldwide, and the U.S. is closing in on 6 million cases. The U.S. reporting more than 47,000 new cases yesterday and nearly 1,000 more deaths, bringing the nationwide total to more than 183,000 fatalities.
The Ford Motor Company is delivering 10 million face masks to at-risk communities across the country. The Ford Fund's Pamela Alexander says through Project Apollo, the organization is helping to fight the war that has been waged on the world's citizens.
It's masks, it's face shields, it's ventilators, it's respirators. It's washable isolation gowns. Ford is a company, if you think back to World War II, it was bombers. Here we are in 2020, it's PPE.
Alexander saying the PPE will help people all over the country. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Join us on YouTube on each page, Sons of Liberty Media.com, or Before It's News. Join us on live chat. We got some new friends over there sticking their feet in their mouth. It's interesting to see, friends, because what they're claiming to want is the proof from this doctor that's telling them the truth, which I guarantee you they never asked the lying mainstream media for the facts. No. See, here is the point that I continuously make in this. Useful idiot just stepped both feet into it, head first, friends, all the way in. He has the audacity to ask for proof from a doctor telling the American people the truth without, folks, not even bothering to question the media that, again, he declares he does. Folks, they're just pathetic people. They're pathetic. Let me say it again. You're pathetic. That's what you're the reason we're in trouble today. I had another guy on there just a little bit ago talking about how, I'm a very tolerant person. Well, why don't you read Amos 6:3 and tell me how that works out for you? It hasn't been working out for you. Your tolerance really equals accomplice to the crimes taking place in this country. The fact of the matter is we don't need any more truth given unto us to deal with corruption in this country, but your tolerance is given way as an excuse as to why they continue and continually do the things that they do. When you go to Amos 6:3, what does it tell us? It tells us, you that put far away the evil day, you are the ones that cause the seat of violence to come near unto us. And it's exactly where we're at today. I just played during the last segment, Dr. PhD David E. Martin, National Intelligence Analyst, founder of IQ 100 Index, very smart guy, the acronym is NYSE, on London Real Transform Yourself. I'm going to play the last 2 minutes of this video, and then I'm going to pick up today's topic. Go ahead and play that out, please.
Developing and owning a coronavirus vaccine has become a biotech arms race with political overtones.
This vaccine gold rush is starting to bother me. Gold rush. Keep that in mind.
And so somewhere between 2012 and 2013, something happened. The federal funding for research that was feeding into places like Harvard, Emory, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, that funding suddenly became impaired by something that happened at the NIH, where the NIH got this little tiny moment of clarity and said, I think something we're doing is wrong. And in 2013, the NIH said, gain-of-function research on coronavirus should be suspended. The National Institutes of Health had a moral and social and potentially legal reason to object to research. But the letters that were sent to the researchers essentially said, you are receiving notice that we're telling you to stop. And now on the bottom of the page, we're going to clarify what stop means. Keep going. But when the heat gets hot in 2014 and 15, what do? You offshore the research. You fund the Wuhan Institute of Virology to do the stuff that sounds like it's getting a little edgy with respect to its morality and legality. But do you do it straightway? No. You run the money through a series of cover organizations
exactly.
to make it look like you're funding a U.S. operation, which then subcontracts with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The U.S. could say, China did it. China could say, the U.S. did it.
Yep.
And the cool thing is, both of them are almost telling the truth.
Yeah, well, there you have it right there, friends. I mean, I guess the good doctors in this world have a lot to gain by telling you the truth, right? Except your scorn, your mockeries, and your scofferies. And the fact of the matter is, when I sit there and I look at some of the emails or the response going on right now, you got to be ashamed of yourself, to say the least. People put their necks out on the line so that you might remain free. You criticize them, but you don't say a thing about the useful idiots that, again, you declare that you don't believe in. You're the worst of men. You seriously are. You're the worst of men. And there's so much of this going on in this country, friends, that you must wake up. Because I want to tell you something. It's not those that you call the left. They are what they are. And again, they are the fruit of what you call the right. But if the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. That shows you who the right really is in this country. And I've said it this way 100 times, and I want to say it again. Today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, to say the least. Read Matthew 5:13, friends, because they're good for nothing. To be trodden underfoot is their place, and it's exactly where they're at today. The younger generation is up and coming. The younger generation is up and coming. They're out on the streets, we're told, right? Protesting who? The older generation. Why? Because they're a reproach. Because they're hypocrites. They're sick and tired of the compromise. Those protesters out on the streets are the fruit of what you call the right in this country, friends. I also want to say this to all of you Trump worshipers, again, bringing this into the into its place. It's interesting to note, look at what we see happening in our country today. Look what's taking place. Look at the chaos. And again, I can equate it back to corrupt politicians and the mainstream media's useful idiots that are creating domestic insurrection 24/7. Do you really think that if the President of the United States of America was doing his job, that any of this going on in this country right now would be tolerated if he was who he says he was? Well, when you go to Scripture, which I'm going there again, it clearly tells us just this. A president, I'm transposing the names, friends, because we don't have a title of nobility in our country. We don't have a king in this country. Our king is no king but King Jesus, right? And the Supremacy Clause is found in Article 6, Section 2. It's the U.S. Constitution. That's the law of the land. Those that you've been trained to call your leaders, I want to tell you something. In this country, we don't have leaders. We have representatives. Okay, just for the record. But when I go to Proverbs 20, verse 8, what does it tell us? It tells us a president who sits on the throne of judgment, which guards our liberty, I add, scatters all evil with his eyes. You know, I've seen some conservatives today talking about, you know what, the more that you guys go out there and protest and loot and do the things that you do, the president's only going to bring in more police with a smile on her ignorant face. Not realizing that's how you insert a police state. Folks, again, and this is Judge Judy that I'm making reference to. The one that was caught for tax evasion and was given a pass by Donald Trump. People in this country have deceived themselves, my friends, into believing that there's not an alliance going on, working together behind the guise of the good guys that Jesus warned us of. 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. Americans have deceived themselves into believing that these are really the good guys. And they've settled for the results that these are the good guys. This is as good as it's going to get. And the best thing we can do is bring in more police. No, no, no. Hey, folks, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. Right now, the President of the United States of America, instead of trying to disarm the American people through red flag laws, 55 new unlegislative acts that he's implemented since his in his first 500 days as the president, by the way, that most don't know about. It's interesting to note, friends, he's supposed to be calling up the militia, and that's me and you, to repeal invasion and to stop insurrection. Is that what he's doing? Nope. He wants to bring in more police. He wants to replace the police with the military. Did he build the wall? Absolutely not. No wall being built, only refurbished, friends. No new wall being built, only refurbished, friends, just for the record. But why isn't he calling up the militia, the American people, to arm themselves to stop the repeal or to repeal invasion? I'll tell you why. Because you have settled America with mayors. You've settled for governors that have allured illegals to come across the border into the United States of America on your dime. Offering them free stuff on your dime. Stealing money from your coffers to allure them into your country to destroy your country, which is all a part of perfect judgment in God's word. Just for the record, Leviticus 26, start in verse 15, go to Deuteronomy 28, start in verse 15, and read to both ends of the chapter, and you will see clearly as to where America is today. And again, America, nobody deserves what's taking place in their country more than those that stand back and are tolerant and are accomplices to the crimes. The innocent don't. But the guilty do, friends. The innocent don't, but the guilty do. I want to get over to my topic, friends, because, again, this is important information. Because we do see people rising up. We see that the cruelties of corruption are swelling our ranks on so many fronts. But I wrote an article just the other day on the 29th. Americans reminding their representatives that they are not above the law. We are seeing the church in America begin to take a stand that they've not taken before. At least over the last 200 years that I've seen, and I praise God for it in a positive sense. But I wrote an article called Americans Reminding Their Representatives That They Are Not Above the Law. Do you remember Theodore Roosevelt, the 26th president, when he said, "No man is above the law, no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it." I want to go over to the state of Minnesota real quick, and I want you to think about this. What's it going to take? Because the fix is in for Governor Tim Walz and his sidekick, accomplice attorney, General Keith Hakeem Ellison from Minnesota. What's it going to take for them to realize that they are not above the law? When are they going to learn that they can only oppress a people for so long before they lawfully respond? That's the history of man. But why men suffer the abuse, I know not. Because, again, friends, our representatives are not above the law. Read 94:20 in the book of Psalm. Friends, I can answer the question with the immediate answer. Hold them accountable to the very laws that they swore to uphold by reminding them and other corrupt representatives that they are not above the law. Read Exodus 20 in the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Namely, in the Constitution, the Supremacy Clause. Because that is the final say to all matters. Not men, not an empire of laws, friends. And not the laws of men, but the laws of God. I got to say this, and how I rejoice in heart when I see others that are in the fight and upholding those laws that so many have fought for, bled for, and died for, upholding to bestow upon us the freedoms that we now enjoy. And I'm going to get to the topic, the pith and the marrow, right on the other side, because the Minnesota Sun just reported that the churches in the state of Minnesota are suing Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General and county attorneys for violating their religious liberties. This is how we do it, friends. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back again. I'm still waiting for one of our friends that's critiquing, and obviously he has ears, but he's not hearing a word that's being said here on live chat. David, the line is open, 1-866-582-9933. If you just want to come over and try to poison the well, that's not going to fare well with you, as you can see, because you have people on there right now that know the Word of God, and they're calling you out for your compromises. And what you're trying to do is play the victim while you perpetuate the crime. That ain't going to happen here. Just for the record, that ain't going to happen over there. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time, and God and his people at no time. And that's what's happening to you, brother. 1-866, David. 1-866-582-9933. When that phone rings, you'll be the first one we take up. But I can almost bet you're not going to have the internal fortitude to actually call and tell everybody how bad it is concerning the information that we're giving right now, right? 1-866-582-9933. Folks, it's getting pretty hot over there right now. Go to YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, or go over to Sons of Liberty Media. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on YouTube and join us on live chat. You can also do the same thing over on BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Click onto the video. Join us on live chat. I got to get to the pith and marrow of what's taking place here in the state of Minnesota. This is good news, but this is how we do it. And you'll notice that every single show that we do here on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we always show you the issues, but we always give you the answers. We always do. So if you're looking for the answers, here they are. The Minnesota Sun just reported churches are now suing Governor Tim Walz. They're now suing State Attorney General Keith Hakeem, that's his Muslim name, Ellison, and county attorneys for violating religious liberties. Amen. Three churches are now suing the governor and his constituents for executive orders that violate their religious liberties. Not only that, but just the Constitution within itself. Defendants in the case are Governor Tim Walz. He's a criminal, friends. He's a Marxist, just like, obviously, State Attorney General Keith Ellison. We know he's a criminal. Both of them, that's why we call him the fix is in. And county attorneys Chad Larson, Tom Kelly, and Donald Ryan, the Thomas More Society, filed on behalf of the churches. Whoa, a name just popped up that kind of surprised me. The lawsuit cites Article 1, Section 16 of Minnesota's Constitution as a state precedent protecting the right to worship. The right of every man to worship God according to the dictates of his own conscience shall never be infringed. The lawsuit also states Christian adherence to the Bible's commandment for believers to worship together. Of course. Of course. The Thomas More Society Special Counsel, Eric Cardall, affirmed this reasoning, adding that multiple religions are bound by their oath to worship together. Time-honored rites and rituals, including prayer, singing, communion, and a laying of hands and blessings, are among those elements that compromise the free exercise of religion for which the First Amendment disallows the prohibition thereof. This is the central tenet, friends, of the complaint. You know what? Listen carefully, especially to the new listeners. Can you show me in the Constitution where the delegated authority was ever given to these attorneys or the attorney general or the governor of the state of Minnesota? Where has the delegated authority ever been given to them to violate law? See, again, what I'm doing right now, which most people have never seen before, is we're laying the burden of proof on them to enforce that which is unlawful. Folks, for people to get together and have church, the problem that they're having is they're listening to someone that doesn't have anything that they can enforce against what they're doing if they do go to church. It's a paper law. Friends, there's so many times that the media will throw things out there just to see if people will actually believe it. Many times, if you look behind the curtain and actually go to the source, you'll find out what the media said was not true at all. And if it was, friends, I surely wouldn't be going in stores right now teaching managers about the unconstitutional edicts of the governor in the state of Minnesota. I show them the front page, friends, of the public health department and what it says. I tell them and share with them what the human rights organizations have said in the state of Minnesota. They're banking on the fact that you're going to question nothing, but you're just going to do what you're told. That's what they're doing right now. And see, when you begin to see these people do their homework, so you have a couple of these preachers, three of them namely, that are taking it to them, that have taken the time to understand the Word of God when it says the law of truth is in their mouth. Well, it can't be in their mouth until it's first in their heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If people would do their due diligence like these three preachers, they would understand the laws on their side and they have nothing to fear. And the only ones that have to fear here are the governors, the state attorney generals, and the other attorneys that are violating the law. They don't have the law behind them to enforce, friends. Do you understand? This is why we're still in the position of having the freedoms that we have today because of good judges, because of good constitutional attorneys, because of organizations like this of Thomas More Society and the ADF and Liberty Council. Friends, because they understand the laws on our side, the problem that they're having, this is first-hand information, is the fact that they can't find people to actually take it to the enemy, all the while knowing that they broke the law, because they're afraid of what the media might say to them. They're afraid of what the media might say about them. Oh, wouldn't want to hurt your feelings. I mean, just do your best, you little pansies. Just do your best to forget about the sacrifice of those that fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that you have in the first place. And you're worried about what somebody might say about you? Well, I hope you don't call yourself an American, because you're not. Don't you dare call yourself a patriot, because you're not. Don't you dare call yourself a conservative, scripturally Matthew 5, because you're not. You are not. You're a counterfeit is what you are. And you're the worst of men. You truly are. But again, we're highlighting the fact that there's men out there that are taking it to the enemy. Also highlighting the fact, friends, that, you know what, it doesn't take a majority to prevail. No, it does not. It just takes a minority. Doing what? Setting brush fires in the minds of other people to understand that we're being lied to. And those said representatives are transgressing the laws that they themselves promised to uphold. This is what people are catching on to. Because of ministries like this that are not going to compromise the Word of God or the Constitution, regardless of who it is. Regardless of who it is, friends. I want you to listen to this. Because, again, it's Scripture. And I wish people would learn this lesson because we should all know it. Matthew 10:18. Speaking to the church, this is Jesus speaking to his disciples. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, not because you've done anything wrong, not because you're being persecuted for unrighteousness, not because you're being lied about, not because you're being scoffed, not because you're being mocked for the wrong reasons. All those things come to those that stand up for the right reasons, when they hold to the Word of God. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, Jesus said. For what? A testimony against his disciples? A testimony against God and his Son, Jesus Christ? Absolutely not. But a testimony against them and the Gentiles. And keep in mind, when Jesus was crucified, it was written that he was crucified by the hands of sinners, those that broke God's moral law. And I'm going to tell you, it's the sinners today that are doing their best to try to accuse Christians of doing the wrong thing, when in fact they're only uneducated to the point of where they're doing the wrong thing. They want everybody else to do the same thing that they are. And if you don't, they want everybody to believe that you're doing the wrong thing. Just like Elijah, when he was confronted by Ahab. It wasn't Elijah, friends, that had forgotten his father's commandments. It was King Ahab and Jezebel, his wife, that were the ones that forgotten the commandments of the Lord. And what we're seeing in Minnesota right now, friends, concerning what's taking place here, is we got three preachers that understand the Word of God. They're not going to bend and they're not going to bow. And if you don't bow and you don't bend the knee, friends, you don't burn. Read Daniel 3, because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did the same thing. And because of it, King Nebuchadnezzar, friends, actually turned to the living God, at least in confession, friends, in the face of all the people. So instead of actually falling down and worshiping the idol, the people, because of the faithful witnesses of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, turned to the living God. We need to understand Scripture here, friends. And that God is who He says He is. Again, we need to hold His Word, just like these three are doing right now in the state of Minnesota. By the way, God bless Thomas More Society. God bless these three preachers that are standing up against the crimes of the Marxist governor, the Marxist attorney general, and county attorneys in the state of Minnesota. Good job, guys.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.